The Charity of the Week.
Now, our Charity of the Week, all this week, we're finding out about St John Ambulance, and Caitlin's with us. Caitlin, first of all, how did you first get involved with this?
I first got involved with St John Ambulance through just exposure to seeing them around the island, and when they advertised for a fundraising manager, I was like, I want to get involved, want to see what they're all about. And then I learned so much since I started. I've only been there 7 months now, but I've learned so much about how much more they do than what I thought they did. They're not just putting on plasters at events. It's the amount of dedication that goes into the volunteers, the training they go through, just the time that they give up of their own to help people on the island through so many events. There's the training side, there's the youth program. There's so much that makes up St John that not everyone realises. And I've learned so much about that since I started.
Well, that's the thing, because you see St John Ambulance everywhere. And at some events, if St John isn't there, the event can't take place.
Yeah, so it's one of those where we get so many requests for public duties, as we call it, sort of thing, where any sort of event, whether it's something like Tough Mucker or the TT, or it's even as simple as like a fair, you need some first aid cover there. So we always, as soon as we get the call that they need someone, we try and make sure that our volunteers can be there to help the events go ahead.
And it's not just about people, because so our charity last week, of course, was Craig's Heart Strong Foundation, and you're involved with the defibrillators as well, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, so we recently launched our Rescue Ready Defibrillator Maintenance Scheme, and we've got great support from Craig Heart Strong when we were putting that out as well, because defibrillators are so important to the community, and they're things that we just walk by and just kind of expect them to be there, expect them to be working when we need them to, but that hasn't unfortunately always been the case. So having a scheme like this helps us help guardians of the machines make sure that their machines are ready to be used, have pads that are in date, have a battery that's working, and that they're still accessible for the public.
And we already know that they have saved lives.
Oh yeah, like it's amazing the amount of feedback we get of like, thank you so much for helping us get this defibrillator, we've heard that someone's used it, or like even through the orders we get of new pads and batteries. Like obviously pads are only a one use kind of item, so the amount of times we get pad like orders through of like, you can tell that they're being used by the public.
Isn't that
and
incredible?
Helping save lives.
Do you know, it's so lovely because you're clearly very passionate about your job, and you're obviously very, very busy. You've got a lot on at the moment, haven't you?
Yes. So we're actually launching our Adopt an Ambulance scheme this week, which is our way of kind of bringing the public, getting them more involved in the fleet that make up St John Ambulance. So we've got 7 or 8 vehicles at the moment that we need to maintain for events across the island for different levels of events. They are first aid posts, so they are transport to keep patients from A to B while Grimsey Cottage is closed. It's just, we have so many vehicles that meet so many different needs, and we just want to make sure that people can see their donations going somewhere through this scheme. And also, if they're a business, they get a bit of free advertisement.
It's a great idea, because then you feel like you're sort of part of St John then, if you're contributing to an ambulance itself and you see it whizzing round and you think, I made that happen.
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's one of those of, I remember, like, in previous jobs when you see, like, your logo out there, even with St John now, like, when I see the buses I'm, like, driving around, you just get that bit of pride that, like, I'm part of that, I helped that. And it's just, we want to make sure that people can kind of see that themselves as well.
And I was checking out your Facebook page before, and you did doing that 2016 thing, which is looking back 10 years
yes.
ago. And you did have a very busy 2016, didn't you?
Very busy. Like, it's just one of those of, it's always busy at St John. Like, I can't downplay that enough. There's always something going on, whether it's, we do like multiple training courses a week, so we've always got people at our HQ. We hire out the room, so we've always got people there. We have duties a few a week at least, sort of thing. Sometimes we've got like 3 or 4 on the weekends at the same time, so we're very spread out. So it's one of those of, there's always something going on, whether it's on the commercial side or it's on the volunteer side. We're always ready for the action, basically.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. You sound like superheroes. Well, you are superheroes when it comes down to it. And there's talk of the cadets as well on your page, because it's the 40th year, I think, isn't it, of the Cadet of the Year award.
Yeah, so our cadets are very important to St John Ambulance Isle of Man. Like, we kind of say we're training the next generation of lifesavers through the programme and through our badges as well. It gets kids to not just think about a career afterwards, but it gets them, they get a community, they get like-minded people together, they get to learn these skills, like they're allowed to come on duties with us so they can actually see firsthand how they can apply first aid and help the public.
It's great to think that, as you know, you're walking around and you see something happen, and a young person might be able to just jump up and help because they've had that little bit of training from you. It's so important to have these people in amongst us in the public.
Oh, definitely. Like, it also goes into, we've got a schools program where we've got trainers that go into schools, and we've heard feedback of like children that have saved their parents from choking, even from learning the skills through St John coming into their school.
Wow, that's incredible. And of course, the workplace side of it is very important as well, isn't it?
Oh yeah, like the commercial side of the business is what contributes to St John's funds as well. So we do our training courses, we have our Rescue Ready defibrillator scheme, we've got this Adopt an Ambulance scheme. Like, there are so many schemes that we've got that have like run and kind of move forward by the commercial team to kind of keep the business going, but also to educate people on what St John is. And it's so important that people understand that we are more than just people in green at an event doing first aid.
And you mentioned those people. We can hear how busy you are, so I'm guessing that more volunteers would be quite welcome.
Yes, it'd be great if we can get more and more people involved, whether it's youth or adults. All they need to do is give us a call on 674387 or visit the website to find out more.
And how much time do you think you might need to allot to sort of give up to St John if you do become a volunteer?
It depends on what they want to get out of St John Ambulance, really. We do weekly like sessions where like the different units can meet, whether it's at HQ or a different place, so that they can kind of get to know each other, learn stuff. So like every unit meeting, they're learning either a lesson or refreshing their skills. So that's a few hours a week sort of thing. Plus there's also the public duties, and it's whatever they want to give, we appreciate at the end of the day.
And is it always with volunteers about the sort of medical side of things, or do you need people on sort of the admin side as well? Could people come and help you if they don't want to do the medical side?
Yeah, we welcome anyone to kind of come in. There's always a job for someone to do. For example, we did the Santa's Grotto over Christmas, and some of our volunteers that aren't necessarily the more medical side, and we also brought cadets in because it's something that still showcases St John, and we love anyone coming that wants to fundraise for us and just do that even. Like, we just appreciate anyone's help to kind of get our name out there.
And I noticed as well, a bit of a call out for youth leaders. What does a youth leader do, and what sort of person are you looking for that?
As I said earlier, we're training the next generation of lifesavers. So as part of that, we need people to run our cadet units and be youth leaders to inspire, encourage, and just be there for the youth to help them learn and grow. So we're just after some more youth leaders to kind of help either support our current cadet units or even start new ones, just because we've had such a call out recently for more people being interested in being a cadet, being a badger, and we want to make sure that everyone can have the dedication and attention they need to be able to do that for us.
That's really encouraging that people want, the young people want to be part of it.
Oh yeah, it's great. The amount of calls we've had even over the last like 2 weeks since Christmas or anything like that, of like my daughter, my son, my granddaughter, like they're all interested. And it's a great skill to have, like learning these life skills, learning how to, you know, stop someone from choking, learning how to do CPR. Just if you're ever in a situation where someone needs their like life saved or needs help, having those skills is so invaluable, not just to you, but to the person you're saving.
What would you say is the most crucial thing someone can learn to be able to sort of step in at a crucial moment? Would it be CPR?
Part of it is CPR, but it's also having the confidence to do it. Confidence is the key with all of this. If you can have the knowledge, but if you're not confident enough to use it, that's kind of ends up being a bit of a barrier. So one of the things that we hope to achieve is not just giving them the knowledge, but the confidence behind knowing what to do to save a life or to even just put someone in the recovery position.
Well, we are super grateful for you all and what you do for the Isle of Man. So if anyone's listening and they want to find out more, what do they do? Where do they go?
To visit sja.org.im. That has a lot about what St John Ambulance does on the Isle of Man. And also they can call us on 674387.
I'm going to ask you one more question because you're so passionate about this. What's your favourite thing about what you do?
My favourite thing about St John Ambulance Isle of Man is everyone, the people that make it up. Honestly, like they all have the passion that I have for St John Ambulance Isle of Man. They all want to be there. They all want to help out. They want to just help at the end of the day in any way they can.
And help you do. Thank you so much for being with us, Caitlin, and all the best for St John.
Thank you so much.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Care Properties.